views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, I want to start the show today by announcing that my latest book, my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, became a number one best-selling Amazon book, with it not only reaching number one in the USA, but also in Canada, Germany, Australia, and also England. I would like to thank everyone who helped share the information for the book's relaunch, which was last week, August the 8th. And please know how truly grateful I am and appreciative for the support and all the encouragement for helping me make this wonderful dream of mine come true. People like Birgitta Wieser in England, who posted this review for I Am an Angelic Walk-In on Amazon. She writes, "A wonderful and emotional roller coaster ride of a book. I admit I cried because I can relate to the difficulties that Claire has been through. You cannot help but be touched by the difficult life that Claire has chosen as her first incarnation on the earth plane. It is a superb book for those that struggle and keep being in a repetitive circle of which they seem unable to break out of. You know, you hear of many walk-ins simply not being able to recall what has happened after a traumatic experience, which sees the person change, like after they wake up from a coma or having completely different characteristics. Angel Ariel, who swapped places with Claire Candy, goes on a journey to remember and to awaken who she is, and the result is her inspirational story in her books and how she now helps and guides others wanting to break free and to be true to their authentic selves. A book for both believers and non-believers, because trust me, it's all pretty straightforward when Claire speaks about life on this earth plane and in the afterlife. You cannot help but be moved at how things unfold in her life. that we always have the opportunity to change our own circumstances with the help of our guides and helpers across the veil. If you are ready to change your life and take back your power and stand in your I Am presence, then read her first book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and then this one, which is its sequel. And honestly, you will be so glad that you did. So thank you for that beautiful review, Birgitta. To purchase your copy of this wonderful book, please do visit the Angel Healing House website, or you can go on Amazon to purchase the book. So let's delve straight into this month's topic. We are speaking about spiritual laws, and today we're speaking about spiritual laws which create your beautiful life. And this particular topic came to me as a result I had with a conversation with one of my clients. Now, I'll call her Mary. This is not her real name. But Mary and I were speaking in a session, and she told me that she'd been a constant worrier all her life. And even when things were working out for her, she actually worried that the good times would not last. Or she focused on all the ways in which her so-called streak of good luck would abruptly come to an end. Feeling heavy and weighed down with the burden of constantly being uncertain, she cried and she said, "When will it be my time? When will my time come that I do not have to worry anymore and I can finally start just to live my life?" The posse of angels chimed straight in and they said, "Your time is now. It has only ever been now. That's because there only is the present moment. In addition, the universe desires what you desire. It always has. The more you put your focus and attention on that which you desire, then the universe must start to conspire with you to bring it to you. For the universe, God and the angels, are always working for us, and they're continually answering yes to whatever we're focusing on, no matter what it is, and no matter whether we are consciously or unconsciously paying attention to something." You know, suddenly my client had an amazed look on her face, and she said, "But how can this be true? I've dreamed of financial abundance and financial security for so long. I continually pray and I ask for financial security, and I still don't have enough. And I'm always wanting and waiting for my prayers to be answered." "Well," I replied, "isn't it interesting that you always feel like you do not have enough? And what you're experiencing in your reality is not enough. In addition, you keep choosing to remain in the frequency of wanting and waiting for something to happen. These energies are then matched by the universe. In this case, it's the energy of lack, and it keeps you in a perpetual cycle of exactly what you're focusing on, which is waiting and wanting." Well, the posse of angels then said, "Your security and your abundance comes from God. It does not come from money. Security and abundance are states of mind, because to feel them is a choice, and it's available to all of us. Because security and abundance are divinely and inherently ours, no matter what we have, we can choose to feel them in any second that we wish, no matter what we have. Yet many people do not choose to be abundant because they make this solely reliant on how much money they have. By choosing to feel abundant and secure, no matter what, you actually demonstrate to the universe the vibrational frequency that you would like God and the angels to match and bring more of the same frequency into your world. And if you'd like to start feeling abundant and secure, the best time and the best way to start would be in the now, because there's no other moment available for you to affect your life, which I call the nanosecond of the now. You know, listeners, while the angels were delivering their message, they had lovingly put their arms around my client, and their deep love for her began to melt the self-perpetuated, hardened feelings in her heart of always choosing to feel that she was always being blocked and kept from what was divinely hers. As a softness came over her, her energies lightened as if it was lifted from the self-imposed chains of restriction. She wept tears of joy as she was returned to her natural, eternal state of allowing the providence of God and the angels to enter her life, for her life to flow with ease and with grace. You know, after my client left, I thought back over this session and how it was filled with so many universal truths. These universal truths, or spiritual laws, are so firmly ingrained in my life as daily practices and habits that I cannot imagine living any other way. And they do come easy to me because I truly know what it was like to not practice these spiritual laws. You know, I have often spoken about my life before my angelic walk-in experience in 2003 as I lived a life of very little to no self-worth, depression, codependency, being a victim, suffering anorexia, and attempting suicide. And I do speak about all of these on my journey in my book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In. But with my awakening came the realization that everything that I had experienced was a self-perpetuating illusion, and that the only real thing was love, the extraordinary love and help from God and the angels, and the reawakening of love within myself. And because these spiritual truths now come so naturally to me, I sometimes forget and take it for granted that everyone should practice and know them. This does not make me superior in any way, but as the knowledge and practicing of these spiritual laws has seen me going from living a life of despair and depression to now living a life of heaven on earth, I thought I would review some of these spiritual laws that are gifted to us along our journey as spiritual beings having a human experience. So, firstly, the Posse of Angels is sharing with us that everything is energy. And for every energy that we consciously or unconsciously admit, now this is through our thoughts, the words we speak, and the feelings in our hearts, there is an equal energy that occurs in our reality. Once again, as I stated to my client, these universal laws of attraction, the laws of cause and effect. And even though, like my client, many of us rant and rave, we might even scream to God and the angels that we do not have something. Let's say we do not have enough money in our lives and to send us more. What this is it's actually counterproductive and it's self-negating. When the universe is hearing, and what the universe is hearing is actually a double negative. It's hearing, I am unhappy, and I am in lack. And because God and the angels are there to hear, to answer, and energetically send you what you focus on, again, like attracting like, they will send us more unhappiness and more lack. In fact, our words are so powerful that whatever we state after the words, I am, will pretty much manifest in these powerful energies that the collective consciousness is experiencing. You know, I've had many people say to me, how can this be so if God is supposed to be so kind, benevolent, and compassionate? Well, the funny thing is that God, Source, all that is all of those things. But he, she, all that is, has also bestowed on us free will to co-create our realities as we see fit, right along with Source. In fact, the universe does not know good or bad or right or wrong, as it only knows to match the exact vibrational frequency that we choose to hold inside of ourselves. And yes, it is that simple. You know, a perfect example came from another client of mine who was deeply depressed and in despair after her divorce, and because her husband left her for a younger woman. As a result of her divorce, her standard of living plummeted, and she had to move out of her beautiful home into a small apartment, which she told me that she absolutely hated. I asked her why she hated the apartment, and she said, "It's so dark and gloomy, and I've prayed for a nicer apartment for so long, but there are only dark, old, and smaller units at the price that I can now afford." Well, the Posse of Angels suggested that she did not need to look for a new apartment, but that a change in her optimism and attitude would very easily draw a new, light, bright place to herself. Okay, so they suggested that she put on some bright, uplifting music and do a thorough clean of her place from top to bottom to change the energies. You know, she despised her place so much that she had not even cleaned it thoroughly since moving in almost a year ago. So after it was cleaned, I suggested that since she was on a budget, she could go down to the dollar store and buy some candles and some posters, maybe perhaps large scarves, to cover some of the dingy walls, and buy a small indoor plant to bring life to her unit. The Posse of Angels asked to clean up the neglected little garden area in front of her unit that was overgrown with weeds that were entangling some rusty old chairs in the front. By putting some pots of flowers and perhaps a lovely statue at her doorstep, she would welcome the new to come in. I then shared with her that the most important thing when she was doing all this was to bless the apartment and tell the universe how truly grateful and appreciative that she was to have a place to live. Armed with these suggestions and feeling brighter and more enthusiastic, she was excited to implement the Posse of Angels suggestions. You know, it was 4 weeks later when I received a very excited call from this client, and she said, "I cannot believe what has happened. The manager of the apartment block knocked at my door and said that he had a proposal that he thought might interest me. He and his family had decided to move back east, and the landlord had asked him if he could recommend someone that he knew to take over his position as manager of the small block of apartments. He told my client that he loved the new fresh look of the front of her unit, and it made him wonder if she would like the position. He went on to say that the pay for the managerial position was good, but what made it really attractive was that the job came with his apartment, which was light, which was bright, and it was twice the size of her current apartment, with it being on two levels. In addition, the manager only had to pay $500 a month in rent, and my client was paying $1,100 for her smaller unit. By changing and expanding her energies to gratitude and appreciation, her reality started to bring her a much brighter, expansive place in which to live. So, after remembering the first spiritual law that everything is energy, the second insight about spiritual law came as a result of an angel reading that I did for a young man, and his first question was, "Why am I here?" It did not take me long, and I didn't have to look any cards to answer his question, because it's the same for all of us. Why we're here And the answer is twofold. We are here to experience life, to be challenged in order for our soul to grow and to expand our horizons. We do have free will and free choice. How that happens? This can be done in theory when we are across the veil in our one true home in heaven, but we do not experience growth in a practical sense because of duality existing on the earth plane. And the second part of this answer is that once we are living and honoring life and not giving our power away, then it is imperative that we bring forth our gifts and our talents that we were born with. Now, the Posse of Angels is hearing some of your thoughts, saying that perhaps you don't think yourself as talented. But everyone's born with an integral puzzle piece of the planet to share with the rest of the world, because we are, each of us, here to make a difference. Most people do not honor their talents because they wonder, how will they make money doing this and doing what they love doing? But the mere fact that it brings you joy when you are doing it, adds to the joyful bank account of the planet. And then, because like attracts like, you will draw to yourself more opportunities and connections to keep doing what you love doing. You may love creating art or music or dancing or singing or writing, or you may be a great gardener, or you might have an enormous affinity with animals. Whatever your passion is, the Posse of Angels is imploring you, follow your bliss and do it. In this way, you'll be in a state of joy and a state of happiness and bring more abundance, not only to your world, but the world as a whole. Now, the Posse of Angels is sharing that the more we co-create with God and the angels and strengthen this bond, the easier our lives will flow with ease and grace. Now, thirdly, it is vastly important to remember that abundance is our nature and that we will always be provided for. Many people have trouble with this one, as they ask for things, and when they do not receive in the way that they expected, they say that they're not provided for. But God determines the how and the when we're provided for, and this is for the greatest good of ourselves and the greatest good of all concerned. Yes, we're allowed to ask for things that we desire, yet once we do it, it's of our greatest benefit to let go of how and when it happens, as this never has been in our control. The last important spiritual law is that everything happens in God's timing, not in ours. You know, the more we can let go and let infinite God source provide for us, it actually opens up limitless and in many cases, miraculous synchronicities, different ways for our intentions to be filled, rather than trying to push hard with our limited, logical, rational minds to figure out how to make something happen. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that by following these spiritual laws, our lives will not only be easier, but the amount of drama in our lives actually will greatly diminish. And you might be asking, once I follow these laws, will I still have challenges in my life? And the answer is, well, most probably yes. But challenges are very different from problems, as challenges are just an introduction of something new in our lives that needs to show up in order to help us grow and in order for us to move forward. I said to someone yesterday when we were speaking about challenges, I said, and she was saying that she was going through so many challenges in her life. I said, you are so lucky. I said, because if you are experiencing these challenges now, it means that you're ready to grow. It means you're ready to expand. And you have everything you need and you're capable of stepping forward and moving to the next stage of your life. You know, once one makes these spiritual laws part of their daily practice, then one welcomes challenges and knows that when they show up, again, it's because the universe is telling us that we're more than ready and capable of stepping forward in our lives. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hough, on Angel Healing House Radio. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be taking some of those calls for free angel readings. So, see you soon.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hough's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD, letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hough, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
You are back with me, Claire Candy Hough, on Angel Healing House Radio. And today we've been speaking about spiritual laws that create a beautiful life. We're going to go to our callers now. If you want to call in for a free angel reading on the show, you can always call in on 1-800-930-2819. But let's go to our first caller. First caller is Rose in California. Rose, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Thank you so much for taking my call. I really have enjoyed, you know, listening to your show.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Wait. Thank you, Rose. Which part of California are you in?
Thank you.
Which part of California are you in?
I'm in Los Angeles, Southern California.
Okay. Same here. I'm in Santa Monica, so we're soul sisters.
Okay.
Not too far away. What's your question?
Well, I guess it's about my career. If you see any like changes coming up.
Okay. All right. The first thing that the posse of angels are saying to me is that they're asking you if you know that you're in the driver's seat.
No, I don't.
Okay. Okay.
I don't always feel that way. Yeah.
Okay. They want you to know that everything that happens in your reality, and it would be wonderful for you to go over these spiritual laws. The last two programs that we have done in this month of August has all been about spiritual laws and how we can practically use them in our lives. Because it's no good just knowing them. We have to be able to utilize them in a very practical way. They want you to know that you're an alchemist. They want you to know that you're a magician. And by the thoughts you say, by the words you use, and by the feelings in your heart, if they are abundant, if they're positive, if they're optimistic, they speak to the same energetic level as the universe, and then that's what makes manifestation happen. We can ask and pray until the cows come home, but if we do not switch the energies inside, the energies outside will be disparate and there'll be a disconnect. Okay. Do you love what you're doing now in your current employment?
No, definitely not. The particular place I'm working at, yeah.
Oh, okay, all right. And that might have been, how long have you been there for?
I've been here like a year and a half.
Okay. When you got that position, it might have been a great position for you, but we're not the same people that we were a year and a half ago. We're not the same people that we were 6 months ago. We have had such tremendous shifts, and in this month of August, with these eclipses, five planets going retrograde, there's just so many energies which are bombarding us and causing us to shift and lift. We're not probably the same people that we were a day ago, and so they really want you to know that like a lobster who has to throw off its shell because it outgrows it, you've outgrown this job and you've outgrown this position. So what they want you to do, and they're suggesting for you, Rose, is that that you get quiet and you think, what would I love doing that regardless of the money, regardless of the certification, regardless of anything, I would absolutely adore doing this. Does anything come to mind?
Well, yeah, because I'm very passionate about animals and dogs in particular. That's my number one passion in life.
Okay. I know of somebody who went from being a personal assistant. The job actually became very difficult for her. Her passion was dogs, and then she put her attention on what she loved doing, and there was an opening, and she became a manager of a dog boarding kennel and also a grooming place. So, you know, there's lots of different things that you can do animal related. The Posse of Angels are suggesting, they'd never suggest anybody to leave their job. Okay, because we all need to do things like eat and have a roof over our heads and put gas in our tanks. But they're saying start to go on the internet. We're so fortunate to have the technology of the internet, and to start your own vibrational frequency by looking for different avenues. And also, one of the most important things that you can do besides looking is sit down for 10 or 15 minutes every single day and get yourself quiet, drop down to your heart, and feel this and say out loud at the top of your lungs, thank you, God, for my extraordinary job in working with animals. I get financially paid. I get money for doing what I love doing. I work in a great location with like-minded people, and I love this job. Thank you. And you do this because the job is already yours. That it's already manifested on the on the etheric plane, but your energies of excitement of having the job, you have to fake it till you make it. You have to show the universe those vibrations as if it has happened already. So they want you to get excited about this job working with animals, and really go for it, because the subconscious does not know the difference between reality and fantasy. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our beautiful Rose and see what do they have to say. The first card for you is synchronicity, cause and effect. Oh my gosh, this is the cause and effect card. This is the web weaver. And they want you to know And this is also the alchemy card, that up until now, you've been doing it hard, okay? You've been in your job, and you really haven't put a great deal of focus and your attention on getting excited about working with animals. And so they want you to do this, and therefore you will use your divine intelligence. This card is called the Web Weaver, and it's weaving our energies with the energies of the universe. And once that happens, then miracles happen. I'll pull you another card from the tarot deck just to get a little bit more clarification on that and see what comes in. But they do want you to do that exercise at least once a day and just visualize and feel. You know, you don't have to be so specific about what that working with animals looks like, but you do need to get excited. And you know what comes in for you is the celebration card. This is the Three of Cups. And the Three of Cups is celebrating a new job, celebrating a promotion. It could be a birthday or anniversary, but in this case, it's you celebrating. And there's these three lovely ladies, actually they're fairies in a stream, and they're celebrating. And they're saying that you will be celebrating because you will be embracing the job on the etheric plane, which then must make it appear on the physical plane. So, Rose, I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, it's been very helpful. And because I'm new to you, does your book have like all the laws in it? You know, the
absolutely. This book in particular, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which just went bestseller. The prequel to that, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, this spells out all of those spiritual laws and the examples of it, and it is like a roadmap for us to follow, for that ease and grace to come into our lives. So I would highly recommend that One True Home.
Yeah, because I have to get past this, like, limiting belief. It's like I want to, but it's like, I'm so, like, I'm not comfortable being, like, financially unstable.
Right,
so I have to get through with that limiting belief. But, oh, my God, I appreciate your guidance so much.
You're very, very welcome, Rose. It's wonderful
very,
to have you.
Very on. Helpful.
Yeah, it's wonderful yes, to have you. Wonderful to have you on board. And please do go back and listen to not only this show again, but the archive shows of the last two shows, which have to do with those spiritual laws and how we can practice them in our lives. Take care and have a beautiful day.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye. Love you. Okay, let's go to our next caller. We have Deborah, and Deborah's in Missouri. Deborah, hi, how are you?
Hi, good. Glad you took my call.
Oh, lovely to hear you. And do you find that you incorporate the spiritual laws practically in your life?
I do as best as I can, and then I have to admit sometimes I forget. Because I heard a lot of stuff what you just said.
Well, you know what? You know what? It's we are human, and it's not to have to be perfect all the time. But it's kind of like if we have those spiritual laws. Have you ever gone bowling with bumpers? I used to take my kids when they were very young, and I like to bowl, and. For little children, so the ball doesn't keep going in the gutter, they put up the bumpers. Well, those spiritual laws are like bowling with bumpers. Our ball will eventually get there. Sometimes it's not very smooth and sometimes we'll go off course, but they're always there to help bring us back. And bring us back so that we eventually can keep moving forward. So, if we veer off the path of those spiritual laws, we can always come back to it in a heartbeat. So what is your question today, Deborah?
Well, like I said, it was interesting what you said when you first started, but I'll still ask you the question.
Okay.
When giving readings to people and beforehand, not to be so nervous.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, that's a great question because I've been doing this now for 14 years. Mm-hmm. And believe me, I remember, I'm just getting shivers all over. I remember early when I started doing readings and I would be stressing. My zodiological sign is Libra, and we're very analytical. We're very intelligent. We're very focused and, you know, following things in a certain way. Very linear we are. And I wanted just everything to be just so. And the posse of angels, after several readings, really sat me down and they said, look, you're just the messenger. That's all you are, okay? It's not to advise. Well, it's not to advise. It's not to determine or whatever this message is. All you need to do is relax and just be the messenger. And that in itself, Deborah, took such a tremendous burden off of my shoulders in delivering the message and not being nervous. You know, it's not coming from me. It's not coming from me. It is coming from my angelic family, the posse of angels, and everyone has their particular angels, and you don't even have to know their names, but they have their angels, and they have a God source to for them to be the channel. And once you surrender and you let go this, it's so much easier. It's like, oh, okay. All I got to do is deliver the message. And I know that's going to be of tremendous help to you. And then in this way, you don't have to try to figure things out. You know, you turn over the card cards, and usually your first impression is the best. I can't tell you the amount of times over those 14 years where I've turned over a card and I don't even know why I'm saying it. And I say something and the person says, I cannot believe you said that, because that was the phrase that my mother always used to say to me. And she passed away about 6 months ago. And now I know, you know, to go back. And so, I mean, it's happened so many times that, okay, another thing that the posse of angels are saying for you, to help you, Deborah, is to be more childlike. Don't take it so seriously. You know, not that it's not a serious thing that you're delivering sometimes messages to people, but to have fun with it, to be more childlike, and to just allow yourself to be that conduit for those across the veil, the angels, and also God's source, to work through you. And that's going to help tremendously. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Well, this first card is called The Hungry Ghosts. And this is the card of attachment. Okay. Now, this, what you've created in your life is a bit of a hungry ghost around you, because you are more focused on how to deliver the message than the message. And they want you to absolutely detach from how and just be yourself. Be comfortable. You know, in this world, so often we have been taught to be in competition with one another, but each of us is like a snowflake. No two of us is alike. And with no two of us being alike, the reason for that is because we have our own uniqueness. Sure, there are lots of other readers out there, but no one is going to deliver the same message with your energy. And so they really want you to put your emphasis not on the how to deliver, but just opening yourself up and surrendering and be your beautiful self. Okay, one more card, and then I'll have to go on to the next reading. You get the Wheel of Fortune. The Wheel of Fortune card says that once you start doing this, then things will really start to open up for you, because you'll feel freer. you'll be less in expectation as to how to deliver the message and less attached to it. And by doing this, you will open yourself up and create space for more energy and more fun and enjoyment to come in. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, thank you. Definitely.
Okay. So, all right.
I applied at a psychic site, and they told me I wasn't a fit for them. So that's why I called to ask you.
Okay. Well, that's whenever you're blocked from something, it actually is a good sign, because it's showing you the direction that you do need to go in, and you wouldn't want to be in any place that's not your a great fit for you, and the most beautiful resonance. Okay, so I hope you have a beautiful day. Take care.
Okay, you too. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a beautiful day. Take care. Bye bye. Let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Arlene, another Los Angelini. Hello, Arlene.
Hello.
Hi. Nice to speak to you today. I'm well.
Nice
you're another
to you.
California's winning today. We have three of us in Los Angeles.
I heard that.
So, what's your question today, Arlene?
Well, there's a couple of things. I think I'm feeling a little bit discombobulated with this whole eclipse thing and all these retrogrades. And I'm wondering, there's a couple of things that I've been working towards for a while. One having to do with career, a higher position, and one having to do with family. And I'm wondering if this is the time to let that go, or if all the barriers are going to go and it'll kind of unfold naturally.
Okay. Let's go with the one with family. What in particular is it around family that you're having a little bit difficulty with?
Well, my fiance is supposed to move to LA. Uh-huh. And it just seems like there's kind of one barrier after another, and we had planned to have a child. Uh-huh. And so I don't know. I mean, that's something that I really feel like we've been working towards, and I don't know why all the barriers are happening.
Okay. Just because a barrier is happening doesn't mean never. Not now doesn't mean never. Not now could mean at a later time would be more beneficial. Let me just ask them if moving to LA is in their highest good. They're actually saying that moving to LA at this time is not in your highest good. Now, is there an opportunity to move somewhere else? Is it a job position that he's coming to?
School.
Oh, this is for school.
Well, and I'm here.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, that's the greatest draw card of all. Okay.
But school, yeah.
Okay, so it really has to do, okay, so is this within their best interest to come to Los Angeles? And it's just not now.
Okay.
Correct. Okay, so they're saying take a couple of deep breaths. Never judge anything during a solar eclipse, a Mercury retrograde, and there's Saturn, Pluto, Neptune, Uranus, they're all retrograde. So things are going to go off course. They're just going to, we're just going to feel like we are thwarted from putting one foot in front of the other. So please don't judge that. And also the question about career was?
I'm really hoping to, so I really love the agency I'm with. I love the work that I do. And I feel like it would be more beneficial if I had a director position instead of a manager position.
Mm-hmm.
And that, that I know a few months, 6 months, would be beneficial because it allows me to show how well I'm doing management.
Mm-hmm.
And the position I want doesn't quite exist yet. I feel like a couple of structure changes need to take place.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What I'm getting...
But that's what I want. I want a director position.
Okay. Okay, fine. And whatever we desire, the universe desires, right? Right. So, okay. All right. Here we go. The first card for you is the resting tree, and this is patience and stillness. Know that you have done a wonderful job. They want you to do the same thing that I explained to a former caller. They want you to get in a quiet position, 10 or 15 minutes. They want you to drop down to your heart. They want you to start wiggling like a child when you say, thank you, God, for my incredible, extraordinary position. Don't use the word director, because that narrows it down, and it could be the, it could be either that or something greater. So you say thank you so much. I get to be financially remunerated, and I get you don't do a salary cap. You don't say how much, because it could be more. It could actually be more than you are limiting yourself. I get to work with beautiful people in a great location, like-minded people, and I get to do what I love doing, and you know. Feel these feelings, visualize you doing this job already, because it's been already created on the etheric plane for you, sweetheart. And so this is a time truly of patience and stillness for you. Let go of any expectation or attachment. They want you to completely surrender it. They want you to focus on nurturing and nourishing your health, because when you do step into this this position, you are going to need lots of energy. You are going to need all your nerve endings, pounding in sync. So,
right.
And so also the other card you got was the Queen of Cups, and the Queen of Cups is that high emotional love card. The fulfillment of getting this position. So they're saying you are on track for all of this. All you need to do is release the expectation and attachment as to why you see this as blocked, family-wise with your fiancé coming here, and also
right.
Also for your career as well, because then they're applauding you. You've done an excellent, not only have you done an excellent job career-wise, but you've been doing an excellent job spiritually, and it's that vibrational match that will bring to you what your heart's desire is. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
It has. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Take care and have an absolutely beautiful day.
You too.
Bye-bye. And I with just a few more minutes to go, I want to remind everyone that the energies that are influencing all of us this month, as I've stated, after our lunar eclipse, which we had on August the 7th, we have that very powerful solar eclipse coming up, and there are no less than 5 planets in retrograde. Good old Mercury, Saturn, the planet that teaches us very hard lessons, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, they are all retrograde, August 12th to August 25th. So please do cut yourself some slack, okay? Be gentle with yourself. We know that in a retrograde, it's not time to start any new projects, but it's time to revisit, re-energize, recharge, re-edit, all the re's. When inner planets like Mercury and Saturn, when they go retrograde, we feel them a lot as they move forward. They move at a much quicker pace. But when the other planets go retrograde, like Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, their efforts are not felt as strongly, but we feel them deeper on a more subconscious level. Now, this doesn't bode well if you're wanting fast resolution for something, an issue in your life, like, you know, deciding on career or deciding on family moves or things like that. So please do have patience and be in a sense of stillness, because your energies need to be calm and quiet at the moment. The Posse of Angels is asking us to not necessarily see this as a negative, for they are reminding us that a good solution to something is generally better than a fast solution. So please do hang in there. And please know that everything is working out in perfect order for each and every one of us, even if we cannot see it, and that the God and the angels always have our back. That just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in to Angel Healing House Radio. And remember that we can do it all again every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And do remember, if you want to purchase my books, you can go to the Angel Healing House website, www.angelhealinghouse.com, or you can purchase them on Amazon. And until next time, everyone, please do allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out and have an absolutely beautiful day. Love and angel blessings as always, and I'll speak with you again next week. Take care. Bye.